Hello, Marketing Renegades. Thanks for joining me today. I am so happy to have you here. Darren Rhodes here. We talk about marketing strategies, tactics, mindsets, tools, and all those important things to help you grow and scale your business, help you help as many people as you possibly can with your own personal talents and unique abilities that were given to you by God. Okay. Today, I want to talk to you about the number one thing that's holding you back in your business. And no, it is not the market. No, it is not the rates. No, it is not your structure. No, it is not all of these things that are weighing down on you. Yes, those things can influence. But in my experience, and I'm going to draw today from my own personal experience, but I've seen this with a lot of other people, and I hope it helps you too. That number one issue that you are facing is, in the end, fear. Ah, the old saying, nothing to fear but what? Fear itself. That could not be more true. There's a lot of sayings out there that I believe are not really that true. One is, if you build it, they will come. I've never found that to be very overwhelmingly true, but nothing to fear but fear itself. That one I believe to be completely true. Okay, so check this out. I recently got one of my notepads. Now, I like to, listen, I'm a tech guy. I love marketing innovation. I love technology. You know, just like good old Kip on Napoleon. That movie is 20 years old this year, by the way. 20 years old. I can't believe that. But my oldest son, who will be turning 20 here in just a few weeks, yes, he was a newborn when we watched that show. So anyway, it's great when you can mark the stages of your children's life by movies like Napoleon Dynamite. All right, sorry, I digress, but here we go. I found this notebook, and I'm going to read exactly what it says, as embarrassing or as vulnerable as it may make me, okay? But here it is. This is the very, very, very first page of this notebook. All right. Commitment. And I have an exclamation point. If I am committed to X, and I put in parentheses, whatever, there will be no stopping me. Now, I'm not trying to be arrogant, okay? But I want to illustrate a point. Listen. Why? Why would there be no stopping me? And why is there no stopping you? This is going to apply exactly to you. God has given me talents and abilities and is requiring that I use them to help others. What? Is that true? Do you realize that God has put unique abilities and talents in you and requires that you use those to help others? Now, what? This is crazy. What does this have to do with marketing? It has everything to do with marketing. It has everything to do with where your business is at. Because if you are thinking to yourself, I've got to sell myself, then it's all about you. When you think about, how can I help the most people possible today? Then it becomes about them. And when that happens, the laws of the universe will put things back into your place. Onto your plate, and will give you what you need. Okay? Also, number two, again, why, if I am committed to X, or if you are committed to X, there will be no stopping you. Why? He has already promised that he will help. His commitment is already in place. He is just waiting for me. Isn't that cool? So I wrote that down, just so you know. Now, I don't know what your religious persuasion is, and that's okay, it doesn't matter. But this is the feeling that I got not too long ago. So now check this out. Why will I not commit? What is the number one reason? So if God is just waiting for me to commit, why am I not committed? Well, it's fear. And it's fear has to be the number one reason. Well, what do I fear? So I started listing it out, okay? Fear what? That I might lose freedom. a fear of being judged. People will hate my message and therefore hate me. So it's personal. Becomes something that I don't want. I don't want to be pigeonholed into anything that would make me lose my freedom. I wrote that down. I don't want to miss out on other opportunities. That's a constant problem for entrepreneurs, right? How many ideas did you have this morning? How many? Right? A million of them. You had a million ideas this morning. And you think all of them are awesome. And they are. Yeah, we just don't have the bandwidth to do them all. That's probably a good thing, Matt. If we cranked all of our ideas, oh my gosh. In fact, I was listening to, who was it? I can't remember. Frank Kern. Anyway, he said, hey, all you entrepreneurs out there who've got so many ideas and you wake up in the morning, you've got a billion of them. He said, how many domain names do you have? And I thought about that. I'm like, oh my gosh, I've got like over 30 domain names. And they all, you know, say different things for different ideas. But anyway, okay. So what other fears? Why will I not commit? I'm afraid to miss out on, I might miss out on other opportunities, like I mentioned. How about the ideas won't work and I'll go bankrupt? Oh, here's one. Getting overworked, leading to lack of freedom. Notice how there's this, oh, in fact, check this out. I don't know if you can see this, but I made this chart. You see that all right? Oh, how does that look? Getting judged, failing, pigeonholed, failing campaigns, not knowing enough, overworked, leads to what? No time, no money, being hated. That's a big one. So anybody on here hate me? Keep it to yourself. I don't know if I can take it. No, I'm just kidding. Leads to what? Oh man, for me, lack of freedom. That's my big one. So funny thing, I won't pull the trigger on a lot of stuff. Why? Because guess what? I think I'm going to lose my freedom. Wow, that's kind of crazy. But listen, I'm just saying this to illustrate that there are probably a number of things in your life that you aren't doing because you fear, right? So let's walk through one quick thing, and then I'm going to show you the accurate thinking. Now, when I read that list, how many of those did you think were accurate? Huh? Not very many. So, but first, let me tell you this. So I had somebody, a mentor, say, and I thought this was great, by the way. He said, listen, there's two parts of your brain, okay? The first part, the first half, is all about the creativity. And it's all about the big ideas and thinking huge, right? And that's where you see opportunity. And that's where you know inherently that you can do whatever you set your mind to. Funny thing. There's not one person that I've ever asked in my life where I've said, hey, do you really not think you can become whatever you want to become? Do you seriously doubt down deep inside that you cannot become whatever you want to become? And I've never had one person who, when they really, really think about it, they say, oh, I don't think I can. They admit, you know what? If I really went for it, I know I could become whatever I wanted to become. Isn't that amazing? Oh my gosh, I absolutely love that. That's because everybody knows they've got divinity inside of them that will help them become who they need to become, right? And so it's just these fears that hold us back. And it's crazy. That's all in your head too, right? Right? So fear is being concerned that something's going to happen. That's a complete projection of your mind. It hasn't even happened, right? Okay, and by the way, I'm talking to myself on this. I mean, gosh, it's in my notebook, for crying out loud. Okay, back to the second half of the brain. So the second half of your brain then, this is the half that is always scanning the horizon to see what is out there that's gonna kill you, right? So you see this in animals all the time. Like, for example, I've got chickens. We've had chickens for years. It's a love-hate relationship, believe me. Well, those chickens, they run around. Their brains are constantly on the lookout for something that's gonna kill them. So, and man, they freak out at the smallest thing. But by the way, there's a lot of things out there that'll kill them, and have, I might add. But the point is this mechanism in your brain will always go to the worst case scenario. So let me give you an example. I deal with a lot of people in public speaking. And as you know, public speaking is what does it rank? The third most terrifying thing, event for many people, second only to loss of life or loss of a loved one. Now, how rational is that? It's not rational at all, right? But here, let me play this out for you. Here's what the mind does, the second half. It's scanning. And it says, can you public speak? The first half of your brain says, yeah, actually, if I'm being honest, if I put my mind to it, I know I could be a great speaker. I really could communicate to my audience. But then the other half, boom, kicks in really fast and says, oh, guess what? If you are speaking, you are going to, you might mess up. And if you mess up, you're going to be embarrassed. And the audience is going to notice. And if that audience notices, then they are going to think you're an idiot. And then if you're an idiot, then nobody will hire you or nobody will pay you money. Nobody will engage with your business. And if that happens, you'll not make any money. And if you don't make any money, you won't be able to buy any food. And if you don't buy any food, then you're going to starve to death and die. Therefore, you better not speak in public, right? But seriously, you're probably laughing to yourself because you know it's true. Your brain is wired to do that. So it makes sense, you know, if you're standing at the edge of a cliff and you're saying, you know, you're looking down 1,000 feet and you're saying to yourself, man, I bet if I jump off this cliff, I bet I could fly. So, you know, that first half of your brain saying, jump off that cliff and see if you can fly, right? But then the other side of your brain is like, dude, if you jump off the cliff, you're going to crash to your death. And so you listen to that rational thought. You're like, okay, actually, this might be a good time to listen to that second half because I think that's probably right, right? But here's the point, is that second half of your brain doesn't differentiate between reality and not. It's only wired for survival. Survive, 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 survive. So all of these other things that are great, that could make you great, that you could deploy in your own life, that second half of your brain is going to be like, nope, nope. You should fear, 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 because you're not going to survive. Huh, right? Okay. So by the way, I had somebody, the same mentor that taught me this. He said, listen, I've missed out on so many opportunities in my life because I had these great ideas with this side of my brain, but I listened to the second half of my brain. He said, so now I've trained myself to get these ideas. And then when my second half kicks in, I just tell myself, that's my brain being a jerk. So I think that's awesome. Okay. All right. Now, I went through all these fears back to the notebook, and I wrote down accurate thinking. Napoleon Hill said, accurate thinking is very critical. And man, I couldn't agree more. Okay. So what's accurate thinking? I'm nervous to spend money to make money. Have you ever been nervous about that? Like you don't want to put $100 into a campaign because you're afraid it won't come back. And then, but then I wrote, well, sometimes I won't commit to spending money on ads, but I'll buy other crap all day long. I don't know if you can see this microphone that's clipped to my chest, but that's a piece of gear that I like to use, you know? So I bought that. I was happy to spend a couple $100 on that, but not on ads. Here's one, always learning, never earning. You got to take action, right? So accurate thinking is that even though I'm learning something doesn't mean that I'm necessarily getting good at it or getting results, right? So we feel like we're learning all the time and that is nothing but progress. Or we feel like that's progress when it's not. Let's see. Accurate thinking. Do I fear being overworked? Yeah, figure that out as it comes. If you got a lot more work, that means you've got money to hire more help. That's easy, right? How about, I wrote, the objection was becoming someone I'm not. And I wrote, what does this even mean? Who cares? No one's even thinking about you. So that is spot on. And if you've heard some of my other stuff, you've heard me talk about how, listen, nobody's thinking about you. Don't sweat it. Everybody's thinking about their own problems. They don't care. You could say that you were Superman and you were running for the president of the United States of America. And people are like, okay, great. That's amazing. Good for you. Go get them. And then they're thinking about, man, what am I going to make for dinner tonight? Right? They don't care. All right. Some evidence of not committing. It's all about that commitment, right? Commitment means that we're not listening to our fears. Now, I'm not saying that you don't have fears and you shouldn't have them. They just come up. That's natural. It's part of life. But I'm saying you shouldn't listen to them. Okay? So if you've got fear, you're not going to commit. So here's what I wrote for evidence that I'm not committing. I'm easily distracted. I don't run a tight calendar. I'm not very deliberate. I've never arrived. I'm always learning, right? Never actually doing anything about it. I end up wasting time, lack of energy. My pitch is weak. I'm always trying to out-innovate to beat the system, right? Have you ever run into that where like, I'm not gonna go actually do the work. I'm gonna try and innovate a way to get around the work. And then worrying about the past. Like I'm worrying about the past. So these are great examples that hopefully might ring true to you. But the point is this, you've been created to make a big difference in this world, and I guarantee you, you can do it. And I also guarantee you that the biggest reason that you're being held back is because of fears. And it doesn't matter where you're at, doesn't matter if you're starting, if you're bigger, you can think bigger, you can grow bigger, you can grow faster if you listen to the correct side of your intuition and not the fears, okay? So go for it today. Do three things. Pick three things that you fear to do and just do them. It could be texting a realtor, calling a past client. It could be calling your mother-in-law. Give her a call. Tell her she's awesome, right? You might fear that. That's great. Do it. And you'll find out, gosh, what was I nervous about? All right, I hope that helps. Go get them. Marketing Renegades. We'll talk to you soon.